But again, you're talking about cytopenias, not quality of life issues.
Yeah, exactly. But my point is we don't see, even though there's cytopenias, Neil, what's so interesting is our serious infection rate's like 7%, which in this group of patients is unusual. Because with the antibodies, for example, regardless of which antibody, we definitely see infection rates that are several fold higher, not least of which because of the extensive steroid use and otherwise.
So, you know, it's kind of a weird psychologic thing, I guess, because there's so many new drugs in myeloma, the relapse space is so complicated, but I don't know, just hearing that it has a more novel mechanism kind of sounds sexier. It sounds like, you know, now it sounds like one of the novel agents that are out there to me,
yes.
even though the data is the data, but anyhow, I guess that's just all in our mind.
No, I think, Neil, you're hitting the nail on the head. It's what I love in myeloma is that I think you have to be broad-minded. I think it's a disease where if you approach things with blinkers, you can very easily, in my view, miss great opportunities. And I think what's really important is that it's a disease where certainly as a researcher, having imagination and a broad mind is essential because that's actually the nature of the disease. It's extremely pleiotropic. And again, it goes back to the analogy I used earlier of a chess game. You know, this is not a linear process. And it's great to have all these various tools because they all have their respective value, in my opinion.
So more specifically, can you describe a clinical situation? Sounds like this patient is the classic situation where maybe you ought to be able to think about it.
Yeah, it's a very good point, Neil. I mean, I think in her particular case, the use of a cytotoxic agent that was targeted to minimize side effects and at the same time maximize therapeutic benefit was, you know, an ideal choice. And the proof of the pudding is in her. I mean, she has had some cytopenias. We've had a median white count ranging from 2.5 to 4.5, but we've used UCSFs, you know, judiciously to support that. And her platelet count, which had started at around 75,000, has been maintained at around 50,000 to 70,000 with the appropriate dose reductions, you know, and when she was initially dosed at much higher dose at 40, and she got significant cytopenia, I think on one occasion we transfused her for safety, not because she was actively bleeding, but because we felt it was prudent. But she's had no clinically significant bleeding. And I think that's an important point about the drug because there isn't mucositis, because there isn't that kind of instability to epithelial membranes. The cytopenias become perhaps, I mean, they're important, but they're less morbid in the sense that you have lower rates of infection because of the epithelium are preserved and you don't have clinically significant bleeding on a large scale.